And just kind of going steady. And he's
that would be he'd her boyfriend.
Okay. And so the girl would be the boy's
girlfriend.
Okay. And a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother says, "You've been
a kissing."
Okay. Are there any old fashioned terms for that?
Been a smooching.
Okay. if a man, or if he asked her to marry him and she didn't, you'd say she did what?
She denied.
Okay. Are there any other terms? Serious or
well, she just refused him and just locked him cold.
Okay. You might say they were just at the church. Or
just married.
Okay. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
Okay. And the girl that stands up with the bride is what?
Bridesmaid.
Was there ever any kind of a noisy band playing that they would come around to the house of the
serenading them.
Right. Well, how was that usually done? Was that?
Oh, they didn't just come around at night and get them out, and if they don't want to be mishandled or mistreated in a way, well, they set them up so that they can keep them from serenading them.
Oh wait, and during a serenade, if the bride and groom don't want to be,
you know,
kidnapped,
like they take them on, they take the groom out, you know, and ride him on a fence rail or first one thing or another, and so if they don't want all that to happen to them, well, then they just set them up the refreshments, you see, refreshments on the house, and that way everybody's, it turns into a party then, and rather than and what you might try to do as a rough house or something.
Or was it usually just friendly?
It's just a bunch of fellas that like to go out and have a big time and pick on somebody. They'll say, "Well, now we're going to have some fun tonight. This fella just got married, and I don't know whether he's looking for us or not, but he may be expecting. If he is, well, he's going to have some good treat on hand to keep us from giving him a good riding on the fence rail." So that was the old, or maybe take him out for him in the bar patch or something.
Did they ever have rifles? Stuff like that, shoot rifles
off. I don't know, sometimes they have firecrackers or something like that, you know, make a, they might have shot a few shotguns up in the air or something like that. But what they try to do is to give them a good scare more than anything. Mm-hmm. And so they, and whenever they do that, they just take them out, keep them having to, go through all that their punishment that they put on them, while they just, set them up to a freshman, you know, give them a, have a good, turned into a good evening of a party or something like that.
Okay. If you were talking about someone that you had seen at a certain location from your home, and say it was Atlanta, you'd say, "I saw him in Atlanta."
And I saw him in Atlanta.
Okay. Now, you're showing, if the city is below where you live, would you say?
I went up to where you live, went up to Atlanta. If his location was lower than I was, I'd say I went down to Atlanta.
Okay, but let's say it's New York. You say, "I saw him."
Up in New York.
Okay, and how about "I saw him in California."
I see him out in California.
Okay, or how about "he lives," or "I saw him in the mountains."
I saw him up in the mountains.
Or "I saw him in the valley."
I saw him down in the valley.
Okay. Now, say the Browns live a few houses away, say half a mile. The other side of the mountain. How would you say that if they live just a few houses away?
Well, I'd say he just lives just a short distance.